خمینی امام، خمینی امام، ای مجاهد، ای مظهر شرف، ای گذشته ز جان در ره هدف. چون نجات انسان شعار توست، مرگ در راه حق افتخار.
With that, I would just like to introduce Brother Hassan Salemi, who will be giving us our final poetry reading for the night. بعد الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I would just like to thank the Imam for his brilliant words. I enjoyed them, and the analysis was excellent, and I learned so much. So I want to thank you for that. I want to thank all of you for being here for the anniversary of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. In this poem, I would like everyone, before you, pass your judgment on what's being said, wait until the end and let the poem fully develop, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Puzzled eyes look at him trying to decode the mystery. Puzzled eyes staring endlessly at a stern but calm face whose stature was matched by few in history. So when we look at him now in the ambiance of old photographs, who do we see and who do they want us to see? Do we look at him as a man who ended oppression, or do we see him as an enemy of freedom and self-expression? Do we see him as a man who established truth and justice emanating over the globe, or do we see him as a dictator who tried to establish himself on a throne? Do we see him as a man who established harsh rule, unsupported by his nation? Or do we see him as a man who liberated lands and brought justice to God's creation? Do we see him as one who killed and imprisoned? Or do we see him as one who fulfilled God's vision? That is for us to decide, but how can we do it? Let's look to the words of Abu al-Hasan when a man came to him in the battle of Jamal and said, "On one side I have a lady who the believers call their mother, and on the other there is you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. In my heart there is much confusion which leaves me trapped in between. I no longer know who to follow and towards whom my support should lean." Ali responded as they took position on hot sands, "My brother, find out what truth is, and he will know with who to stand." So I will ask again, how do we look at this man? Well, if we implement the wisdom of Ali, we can erase the propaganda implemented by enemies. If we rewind back from the time of Muawiyah down to the 1970s, we see that for corrupt men, smearing heroes was their specialty. They would take a man who clearly fights for liberation and equities and make him appear like a criminal committing felonies. And the reason he was defamed and hated by these imperialist entities is because he let them know that stealing, killing, and aggressing of innocents would no longer be tolerated without penalties. He was the last man standing on the battlefield that was himself. He had overcome his desires and conquered his nafs, and every action he made from the inhaling of his breath to the heartbeats in his chest had become for the sake of the Almighty Lord of the East and the West. He trusted in Allah, obeyed Muhammad, and followed each and every one of his successors. No matter what plight came to him, he refused to submit to any aggressors. He was a symbol of justice and light, removing darkness, and he cannot be summarized in simple words. So if you don't really know him, ask, why do evil men hate him? Why do those who deprive the poor their due, those ones who want to divide me and you, those who occupy nations they have no reason to, The ones who bring drone strikes from the skies raining burning metal, those who use uranium weapons in Fallujah, Iraq, causing deformed babies with body parts protruding through their backs? And if you really want to know who has an evil nuclear program, why do we question Iran? Why don't we just ask those who lived in Hiroshima, Japan? Furthermore, if these most unworthy oppressors are accusing this man, who you don't know, of all of these terrible things that they can never show, do their words have any credibility? If these destructors who falsely claim to be the standards of freedom and liberty say all of these things to destroy the reputation of men so humble they put their foreheads on the dirt, we should know that these so-called evil men that they defame are the best to ever walk the earth. And if the real evil ones try to convince you of what conclusion you should come to, a wise person would assume that the opposite of what they say is true. These enemies, maybe they speak out of jealousy, because when they tried to destroy him and all of his resistance, they could not deter or alter their persistence. And today, they stand tall, defending the disenfranchised and oppressed, even after all their enemies' failed attempts, through time and duration, even through all the death and destruction of opponents seeking their devastation, they will succeed, despite their adversaries' anger and frustration. Because they, like their master Hussein, say, we will refuse humiliation. We will refuse humiliation. We deserve to be free. This message embodied Imam Khomeini, salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.